We are a cog that sits from, you get gas out of the North Sea, and it takes its first stop at St. Fergus. And St. Fergus is where they take a cut of the natural gas, the methane that comes across. So as people go to heat up their stoves and on the cooktops in the afternoon, it comes from that. I mean, that's a big component of what feeds that national grid. That's the first cut, if you will. From there, it goes, and it takes a pretty slow journey down the pipeline.
Walking pace.
Yes, to next door, which is FNGL. And FNGL takes the heavier cuts. So they take what we call C3, C4, C5s, propanes, butanes, that types of material that you'd use to heat up your barbecue, right? That's the second cut that comes out. And what that leaves is what's called ethane, C2s. That's what's fed to us, okay? Now, what we do is we take that ethane and we convert it to ethylene. And that is a very intensive process. It's extreme temperatures high to crack them under steam. It's extreme temperatures low in compression to be able to liquefy it. And it gets it to where we are shipping ethylene out of this site and it's going ultimately to the manufacturer of, you know, the cases on your phones or the plastic that was used to bring the biscuits in, right? Mm-hmm. That's what's ultimately it's used to manufacture in everyday life and to the terms of the consumers. So for us is it's not a quick process to stop the flow, obviously, when you're talking about that gas from the North Sea to here. And because of the complexities of our units, if we have an upset like we had at Easter, what we do is we look at the balance of, can we fix it? Because now we're at a point to where we can't make that ethylene on spec. We can't produce it. And there's no place to put it. We don't have a well. Mm-hmm. We don't have something like that we can put it into, so it has to flare. So at that point in time, all the throughput that's coming in the unit, it has to be flared. So we're balancing stopping the unit and what it takes and the time it takes if we were going to shut the gas off from the North Seas all the way to here, which are days, to can we repair it faster than that and shutting down. And that's usually where the balance becomes, because whichever one is really shorter at the end of the day, that's the decision you make from an impact
perspective. I